potential of a tropical cyclone developing by late in the weekend. It's sitting in the southern parts of the Solomon Sea, the Solomon Islands, and is showing the potential of moving towards the Queensland coast by the middle of next week. But through the weekend, it's this trough in New South Wales that's predicted to bring some potentially moderate heavy falls. Similar story through parts of the Northern Territory. Now, we've also got onshore winds at the moment along the Queensland coast, so that'll trigger some isolated showers. The potential of some thunderstorms about the central and southwest, but those falls are generally isolated and light. The heavier falls will be up around the Gulf Country. Now, as we head into New South Wales, it's the central districts likely to see the heaviest of the falls, some patchy showers and thunderstorms into the south, and isolated showers up across the northeastern districts. For Victoria, we could see some isolated thunderstorms or showers also creeping into the northern areas, and the potential of an isolated shower about far southern parts of the coast, but falls in Victoria are expected to be quite light and patchy. Just a late shower moving into the southeast corner of Tasmania. That's as a front moves out to sea, but they're also going to be very light and isolated. We've got dry conditions for most of South Australia. A few showers about the far northeastern corner. It'll be a dry and hot day across the southern part of Western Australia. In fact, the only rainfall, some isolated showers in the Kimberley, but the potential of heavy falls through the northern half of the territory.